Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tilaknagar Industries Limited's Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Rangnekar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Tilaknagar Industries Q2 H1 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Amit Dhanorkar, and President, Strategy and Corporate Development, Mr. Amey Deshpande. We shall commence with views from Mr. Dhanorkar on the strategic performance, and he'll be followed by Mr. Deshpande on the financial highlights, after which we shall open for question-and-answer sessions. Before we commence, kindly note that the call could contain certain forward-looking statements, and a detailed disclaimer has been included in the results presentation that has been uploaded on the stock exchange websites. I would now like to invite Mr. Dhanorkar to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Mr. Dhanorkar.
Good morning, everyone. Happy to have you all join us on this earnings call to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY26 results. The second quarter maintained the strong growth trajectory of recent quarters, underscoring the continued success of our premiumization strategy and focused execution. Our brands, building on a robust first quarter, enjoyed healthy consumer traction across key markets. During Q2, our volume performance was strong, with growth at 16.2% year-on-year. Our NSR increased from INR 1,193 per case in Q1 FY26 to rupees 1,215 per case this quarter, demonstrating a 1.8% growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The southern region has seen strong growth momentum in Q2, with market share improvement for TI in most of the key markets. The market share gains were driven by the strong performance of our existing portfolio, which continued to take share from competition, and by incremental gains from the introduction of our brands in new territories. On the portfolio front, our luxury and super premium portfolio is showing promising signs. Monarch Legacy Edition Brandy, our first luxury foray, was launched in Odisha, Kerala, and Karnataka market, and has also been recently introduced in Hyderabad Duty Free. Monarch Legacy Edition Brandy is now available in six states, and we will continue to expand its presence across more key markets, further cementing our premiumization journey. We have expanded distribution through our usership agreement with Spaceman Spirits Lab in Q2. We have started the distribution of SSL portfolio in Odisha and Puducherry markets, and also have started exporting the portfolio to select international markets. We will continue to leverage our distribution strength to scale the reach of Spaceman brands across certain Indian states and international markets, unlocking significant value over the coming quarters. As on date, we own 21.36% of SSL, with a clear intent to increase our stake in times to come. Our mass prestige portfolio, led by Mansion House Brandy and Courier Napoleon, continues to deliver strong performance. We remain committed to ensuring that brandy's share of voice reflects its leadership in market share. As mentioned previously, we are stepping up our A&SP investments, which are already beginning to shift consumer perception positively. With continued focus on marketing and innovation, we are confident in positioning brandy as a more aspirational and inclusive category. While brandy continues to anchor our portfolio, we are seeing strong traction with Mansion House Whisky in the semi-premium whisky category. The brand is now available in northeastern states, West Bengal, Odisha, Telangana, Puducherry, and Kerala, and we will continue to widen its distribution footprint across new markets. Before I hand over to Amey to take you through the financial highlights, I will briefly talk about the progress we have made on the Imperial Blue acquisition. We have achieved a major milestone in the acquisition of the Imperial Blue business division from Pernod Ricard India. The Competition Commission of India granted approval for the transaction on 7th October 2025. we have made substantial progress on the integration front with a number of talented professionals joining us across various functions, further strengthening our organizational capabilities. The transaction is expected to be completed in Q3 FY26, and we look forward to welcoming Imperial Blue into our fold. During the quarter, we also announced a preferential issue of equity shares and warrants for an amount of ₹2,296 crores. During the quarter, we received ₹986 crores from the preferential issue on account of equity subscription and 25% of warrant subscription. The fundraise saw strong participation from both marquee institutional investors and the promoter group. The Imperial Blue acquisition will be funded through an almost equal combination of equity and debt, ensuring a prudent and well-balanced capital structure. Since the deal has not yet closed and remains subject to confidentiality obligations, we continue to be unable to share additional details currently. And hence, we kindly request that participants refrain from asking any further questions related to this matter. I will now hand over to Ameya to take you through the operational and financial performance in greater detail.
Thank you, and a very warm welcome to everyone joining us today. I'll walk you through our financial highlights for Q2 and H1 FY26. As mentioned by Mr. Dhanukar, we have sustained our strong growth momentum and our revenues for the quarter stood at 398 crores with underlying volume growth of 16.2% and revenue adjusted for subsidy income growth of 9.3%. For H1 FY26, we clocked a net revenue of 807 crores, growth of 17.4% year-on-year. Our net sales realization per case grew 1.8% to ₹1215 in Q2 from ₹1193 in Q1. We have seen sequential growth in NSR since Q3 FY25. Q2 also marked another strong quarter in our profitability journey with EBITDA of ₹60 crore. Adjusted for subsidy income of ₹10 crore in Q2 FY25, the EBITDA growth was 8.2% year-on-year. EBITDA margins for Q2 FY25 came in at 15.1% and for FY26 first half stood at 155 crores, reflecting a margin of 19.2%. And adjusted for subsidy income, the margin was 15.1% compared to 14.9% for the corresponding period last year. Once the Imperial Blue deal closure is achieved, we will come back with revised margin guidance on the combined business. On the input side, ENA and glass prices have remained stable and we are hopeful of a continued conducive input cost environment. PAT for Q2 stood at 53 crores, adjusted for subsidy income, PAT grew 10% year-on-year. For H1 FY26, PAT excluding subsidy grew 24.5% to 103 crores from 82 crores in H1 FY25. Our net cash position as of September 25 stands at ₹1,086 crores on account of proceeds of INR 986 crores from a preferential issue of equity and 25% of warrant subscription. With that, I would now request the operator to open the call for Q&A.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from Abneesh Roy from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I have two questions. My first question is, in your key markets, if you could talk about, is there any increase in competition? Because the other players are also saying that they want to go bigger in brandy. And specific on Andhra market, if you could tell us in the earlier government, how was your market share and overall regulations and the opening up, how that has impacted. And in second year of opening up, every other player is quite confident that good double-digit growth should continue. What will be your take on your growth in Andhra market? That is first question.
So as far as Andhra market is concerned, Avnish, we are seeing good growth in Andhra market. Ameya can comment on the specifics. But in terms of market share, exit market share with the earlier regime was approximately 10% and currently it stands at around 12%. So we have seen an improvement in our market share.
Yeah. No, that's correct. I think the way the industry has shaped up, right, basically with retail becoming private as well as increase in the store timings, we have seen significant growth in the overall industry in the state. The state essentially in the first half of this financial year, in terms of volumes, has increased more by has grown by more than 20%, right? Now, obviously, as we move forward, this growth will taper down for the industry on the back of a higher base. But having said that, we do foresee good growth coming out of the industry with us growing at a faster rate.
And you would have gained market share from local players in Andhra?
Yes, we would have gained market share predominantly from local players. So it is the pan-India players who have come to the fore in the category or rather in the industry.
Sure. Last question. In Maharashtra, any color you can share because overall the spirits taxes are much higher. What is your take on the industry and anything you can share on your numbers?
So difficult to share right now in terms of how we see it evolving. You know, it's a very new, I think the MML has been introduced only about 1 month ago. So for our existing portfolio, which is very limited, it has a limited impact. But going forward, we have to watch this space to see how it evolves.
And just from an industry perspective, the industry from our understanding has degrown by around 20%, the IMFL industry. Right, but having said that, September was actually the first month where volumes grew sequentially on a month-on-month basis. So, so if that is some kind of indicator, then so be it, right? But essentially, like Mr. Dhanukar said, still pretty early days. So, will refrain from talking too much about it.
One follow-up there. We understand pricing of MML is quite aggressive. In terms of would you be able to participate there and what are the regulations, what are the entry barriers there, who are the key players in MML?
So as regards MML, we are looking at it very closely and there are certain considerations as per the policy which are being assessed. So for the moment, we will refrain from commenting on our participation in this segment.
And who are the key players?
There are a few local players who have come into this segment right now.
Sure. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Harsh Shah from Bandhan Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Again, see, my question again was on Maharashtra made liquor. So, is it that the point regarding FII investments, which is mentioned in the policy document, the point of contention, bone of contention for us? Or let's say if that would not have been, would we participate in ML?
So, as I had mentioned earlier, Harsh, you know, we are looking at it very closely. There are certain considerations as per the policy which are being assessed. So for the current moment, we will refrain from commenting on our participation in this segment.
But what would be, I mean, the considerations which basically, I mean, apart from this foreign holding, which would stop us or would you want us to invest in this segment?
No, so Harsh, there are certain internal considerations that we are looking at. So kindly allow us to not talk about this for the moment. At the right time, we'll speak about it.
Okay. So I just wanted to know, Amaya, is it more internal or is it more policy related, which is being considered currently?
Yeah. So internal deliberations on the policy related matters.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Karan Kamdar from Choice Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning. So I just wanted to ask about an update on the Prague project. What are plans and what do you plan to manufacture there? And what kind of capacity are we expecting in the first year?
Yeah, so the thing over there is that, as we have mentioned in our disclosure as well, the Prague capacities are being expanded from around 6 lakh cases per annum to around 36 lakh cases per annum. So it's a fairly large project, right? But the reason for undertaking this project is given the strategic importance that Andhra as a state has for us. It is the largest state for us in the current scheme of things, and even with the impending acquisition of Imperial Blue, it will only get bigger, right? So from that perspective, a very critical project. In terms of timelines, we have disclosed that this will be done over a 12-month period, right? So whilst we have made the payments for the license fees and all of that in relation to the capex outlay that we had mentioned, right, around 59 crores, 34 crores has already been paid in Q2. And we have also started placing orders for the balance equipments. You should be looking at commissioning of this project by the first half of FY27.
Okay, got it, thanks. So any plans to sort of, so I understand we have like a usership agreement with Spaceman. Will we also be able to manufacture Spaceman spirits as products at the private distillery, or is that not in the plan currently?
As of now, not contemplated.
Okay. And just one last question, if I can. How do you see this synergies expanding with Spaceman and Imperial Blue? Like, do you see any synergies coming in? I understand you wouldn't want to talk about Imperial Blue, but just on the Spaceman bit, what kind of synergies do you expect?
Yeah, so the synergies are have already started, right? So as mentioned by Mr. Dhanukar earlier in the opening remarks, we've, as under our usership agreement with Spaceman, we've already started distributing their products in certain states, and that will only expand in times to come, right? But beyond just distributing Spaceman brands, what it also does is, at a very practical level, with our own intent and vision for our super premium and luxury portfolio, it enables us to have a bouquet and a basket of premium, super premium products that we can go to the market with, right? Essentially, with the Spaceman portfolio, Tilaknagar Industries is going to be present across all major categories in IMFL, right? So that will be brandy, gin, rum, vodka, as well as whiskey that we have alluded to earlier, that we are going to be launching a new luxury whiskey fairly soon.
Okay, right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Chetan from Systematix Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question on Andhra. So how do you see the saliency of brandy in AP going ahead, say with national players who have entered the market? And I believe the brandy saliency was around, say, 30-35% in the state. Yeah, so if you can comment on this.
Yes, so you are right, it's around 30-35% the saliency of brandy in Andhra market.
Yeah, and how do you think will this reduce or grow going ahead, like with the national players coming in?
See, the thing is, we already have a good number of quarters behind us, right, with the since the new policy. It's been almost a year now with the new policy coming in, and frankly, that's enough time to see any kind of change that could have happened in the industry, and we really haven't seen much change from a saliency perspective, right? Whilst whiskey continues to remain the larger category in terms of volumes, with brandy being a close second, that position still persists, right? It continues. So we haven't seen anything change dramatically
from a category shift perspective.
Okay, okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Heer Gogri from Choice Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand, are there any new brand launches in the pipeline? I believe Samsara has two new flavors upcoming. And you also mentioned the new luxury whiskey. Do we have any timelines for it?
So the luxury whiskey will be launched in this quarter. And the two new extensions of Samsara, which you are alluding to, that is the Jamun and Pink Salt, and the Mango and Alapino, that's already been launched in Goa. So that is already in the market right now.
Yeah.
And soon to be rolled out in more states.
Yeah. So we will also pick up those brands for our distribution. Currently, we aren't doing that because we don't distribute in Goa for Spaceman. But yes, we'll be introducing those brands soon enough.
Okay, got it. And any guidance on the overall market and Tilaknagar in the coming quarter that you can share?
So we won't talk from a quarter-on-quarter basis, right? But just talking on a standalone level for Tilaknagar Industries, because we are refraining from guiding on the Imperial Blue business, what we can tell you is that that this year we are looking at, for FY26, a mid-teen kind of volume growth. Right, with FY27 and 28 moving to low double digit to early teens kind of growth. On the revenue front, while this year will be marginally, FY26 will be marginally lower than the volume growth on account of a higher base in NSR in H1 FY25. From next year onwards, you can consider around 200 to 300 basis points incremental revenue growth over and above the volume growth that we have guided towards. In terms of EBITDA margins, FY26, you should be looking at somewhat similar margins as what you've seen in H1s, maybe slightly higher than that, but thereabouts, right? But FY27-28, you're looking at around 16-odd%. But this is all on a standalone basis. Once IB comes in, we'll give you a combined guidance as well.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Abhishek Sharma from Krishna Kripa Holding. Please go ahead.
Hello. So basically my question is regarding the excise duty, which has been increased by 15% in the financial year 25-26. Can the management clarify that whether this essentially is due to any changes in the policy and how the management is going to expect this policy changes to impact margin going forward?
Which state you are referring to?
Sir, overall. Basically, our excise has been increased by 15.4%.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. So yeah. Abhishek, this is a function of the state mix, right? It has state mix as well as product mix. So it will be difficult to guide as to what the increase in excise duties will be. Frankly, from a business perspective, what really matters is the net revenue, right? Net of excise. So we have guided for that. We won't be able to guide on the excise duties because also it's a non-controllable from our perspective.
Okay. Sir, and the following question is regarding the closing inventory for the period is almost negligible compared to last year. Last year on the same quarter, we were having the inventory around 9.16 CR closing inventories, and now it's only near about 13 lakhs.
Which inventory are you talking about?
closing inventory, basically the WIP and the finished goods both.
Okay, so this quarter you're looking at, as of September, inventory of around 18.5 crores. And in the previous quarter, which is Q2 of FY25, 1 year back, you are looking at around 15 crore of inventory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, so it's just in the expectation of higher demand, right? With the way Andhra is also growing, as well as Karnataka and all, we are obviously relatively higher stocked up for a stronger Q3 as compared to last year.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Nishant Kumar from KPRE. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Nishant, please go ahead with the question.
For the acquisition plan of IB, what integration has been done so far for the employees or for the brand part? What portion of acquisition has been completed?
So as I had mentioned in my opening remarks, we have received the CCI approval on October 7th, and we expect to close the transaction in this quarter. The integration efforts have taken very good shape, and a lot of talented professionals have been onboarded, and we are very confident of successfully establishing Imperial Blue while we continue to grow Mansion House Brandy as well.
So if you can specify how much portion of the talented professionals which you are taking from Imperial Blue?
No, we are under confidential obligations. We will not be sharing the number of employees that we are getting from Pernod Ricard, right? We will share all information that we can share post-closing. With regards to also integration and thereby post-closing as well, as we have mentioned earlier, we are also getting certain access to assets from Pernod Ricard for business continuity. Right, which also includes manufacturing units and so on and so forth. So a good amount of work has been taking place and will continue to take place by closing and post as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Karan Hemant Rajput from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm available.
Yes, you are.
Hello. Yeah, okay.
We can hear you.
Sir, I wanted to know, as we all know, what kind of a debt trajectory has been to cover from that thing. Now, going forward also, we are likely to raise debt for the Imperial Blue acquisition. So wanted to know how the debt trajectory will look like forward and how will you manage the cash.
So as earlier also we had indicated that the acquisition is being funded almost 1:1 ratio, equal combination of debt and equity. The equity we are raising through preferential route, and the debt also has been tied up. So it is approximately 1:1, which we believe is a very prudent way of managing our balance sheet.
And also in terms of the kind of debt, because this is a slum sale, right? The acquisition is on the back of a slum sale. This is bank induced fundable. So we are raising debt from banks predominantly, with a reasonable horizon in terms of repayment schedules as well as moratorium and so on and so forth.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Raghav Rathi from Quadrant Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. So you had indicated that the volume growth has been 16.2% and there was a NSR drop of 4.2%. But we have shown that there is a growth of around 9%, but there should be a growth of around 12%. So, like, the numbers are not matching. Why?
No, that's because there is a subsidy income in
adjusted
the
previous. Adjusted to subsidy.
Yeah, so adjusted for subsidy is approximately 9.3%, right? That's what you're referring to, right?
Yeah, but adjusted to subsidy, like according to the volume growth and the NSR decline, there should have been around 12% growth, right?
Sorry, just one second. I'm going to just look at that. Sorry, just one sec. We are just going to look at the data and get back. No, so we'll just get back to you on that one. This could also be on account of Tamil Nadu volumes, which do not get considered as a part of the NSR, since that's on a royalty basis, as well as Samsara business, which is also on a royalty basis.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so our volumes do not include Samsara. I've got that confirmed. Our volumes do not include Samsara, but they are a part of the net revenue as well.
Thank you. We move to the next question. The next question is from Aditya Singh from Multibagger Stocks. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, Mr. Singh.
Yes. I only had one question regarding the tax incidents. Last time we talked on Q1 FY26 phone call, you said that we should assume the tax incidents from that quarter. Should we assume the tax incidents from second quarter or the third quarter maybe? Sorry, third or fourth?
Yeah, so see, as per our total losses as of March 24, right, as per the assessment order which we have received in March 25, stands at around 33 crores. Now, the company has filed an appeal against the said additions and disallowances and expects a favorable order, right? But having said that, see, the thing is now with Q3 onwards, you're going to get Imperial Blue as a part of Tilaknagar Industries, right? And with that, there will be certain amount of amortization that will come into play once IB comes into Tilaknagar Financial. So frankly, we don't expect any tax incidents Q3 onwards as well once closing is done.
Okay, thank you. That was very helpful. That was all from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one to join the question queue. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions at this time, please press star and one. The next question is from Chetan Patel, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My question is, the fall in net profit is due to increase in excise. So that is one question. Another thing is decrease in NSR is because of fall in price in entrepreneurs. So I wanted to know what could probably happen in next one or two quarters.
Yeah, so with regards to NSR, you should consider that the NSR will increase. See, the base has been set, right? So going forward, NSRs will increase. If you look at our NSR for Q3 as well, that is significantly below the current NSR that we have shared. Q3 last year was 1161. Right, we will surely do much better given the fact that Q2 itself is 1215. So going forward, now you are not going to face any revenue impact on account of a lower NSR. So that should be favorable going forward. And sorry, your other question was on PAT, right?
Increase in excise duty compared to last quarter.
No, like I mentioned earlier as well, the increase in excise duty is. Yeah, firstly, excise duty is above net revenue, right? So it doesn't really impact PAT or margins as such. But having said that, just to answer your question of the increase in excise duty by around 15-odd%, like I mentioned earlier, it's a function of state mix.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining us today and for your continued interest in Tilaknagar Industries. This has been an important quarter for us, marked by meaningful progress on several strategic fronts. We remain focused on short and long-term priorities that will shape our success. With the recent CCI approval now in place, we are well positioned to accelerate the next phase of our long-term growth journey. The approval strengthens our ability to pursue new opportunities and advance our ambition of becoming a pan-India IMFL player across categories within the P&A segment. We are excited about what lies ahead and deeply value your continued support as we build on this momentum. Thank you once again for your time today. We look forward to staying closely engaged with you in the coming quarters.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Tilaknagar Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.